Culture. Language and the Internet. Why do you talk like that? TikTok is changing how Gen Z speaks.
The word demure is old. It describes the sort of modest lady Victorians esteemed. But it is freshly fashionable. There are some 800,000 posts on TikTok with the hashtag demure. Youngsters today are using the word with lashings of irony, invoking it to describe everything from Saturn to sunset to New York City's bin service. TikTok is changing how young people talk. Other fusty words such as coquette are fashionable again. Colloquialisms are on the rise. Members of Gen Z say yapping instead of talking and trim delusional to delulu. New words have also become popular. Take skibbity, a term popularised by a meme of an animated head singing in a toilet. It means cool, bad or very, depending on the context. On social media, words spread far and fast. Each year at least 100 English words are produced or given new meaning on TikTok, reckons Tony Thorne, director of the Slang and New Language Archive at King's College London. Some linguists think the platform is changing not just what youngsters are saying, but how they're saying it. A TikTok accent, which includes uptalk, an intonation that rises at the end of sentences, may be spreading. The platform's versatility encourages experimentation. Users can combine audio, text and video in a single post. That means words that sound especially satisfying can go viral, as well as those that are memorable in written form. Linguistic code has emerged, dubbed AlgoSpeak, to dodge content moderation algorithms. It includes euphemisms, sex workers are called accountants, and misspellings, segs instead of sex. The mutation of language on TikTok is also due in large part to the age of its users. Most are 18 to 34 years old. That matters because young people are language innovators, says Christian Ilbury, a sociolinguist at the University of Edinburgh. For decades, youngsters have created words to distinguish themselves from adults. On social media, such neologisms find a big audience. Mr. Ilbury describes this as linguistic identity work. Parents have long called it attention-seeking. The platform brings together fan groups and communities, from K-pop fans, people who like Korean pop music, to booktokers, people who love reading. These groups create their own slang, says Adam Alexic, a linguist and influencer. Some of it leaks into the mainstream. Other slang comes from specific groups. Black people have innovated and spread hundreds of English words over the years, from cool to tea, gossip. Journalists and screenwriters popularise such words. Now, TikTokers do too. All this speeds up the evolution of language. That delights logophiles, but befuddles dictionary makers, who must keep a record of the ever-expanding lexicon. The Oxford English Dictionary, or OED, Britain's most illustrious chronicler of language, adds a word only after it's been used for about 5 years. That is too slow to keep up with modern parlance. The OED is just now adding words such as binge-worthy, which already feels tired. Its own word of the year for 2023, riz, charm, which originated and was popularised online, has not yet made the cut. TikTok has just the phrase to describe such a modest approach. Very demure.